Do you also suggest that maybe sometimes people can listen to music or do some other kind of things to get themselves in the right frame of mind if they've had something bad happen to them to help switch gears?
Oh, yeah, there's some really good music out there that you can listen to. Absolutely. And one of the things I do is simply, woohoo, go, 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 go for it. You know, and I'll do this before I start recruiting and talking to people, get my adrenaline up, get excited, you know. Just say that a few times, and I'll tell you what, you're going to be ready to talk to people. You're going to be ready to make those phone calls. Wouldn't you say, Johanna?
Absolutely. I heard one time that somebody said, put on the music for Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Before you start talking to people so that you are ready to go and in your power. And I think, you know, that's a strong symbol for me of somebody who, against all odds, you know, went to the top.
Absolutely. That's it. You know, along with the personal growth and development and things like that that we can do, we can study the heroes throughout history and take a look at them. One of my heroes is Martin Luther King, because during a time of tremendous adversity, he succeeded in life and against obstacles and challenges greater than what I could ever imagine to have in my own personal life. He thrived and he succeeded and he made a name for himself. So he's one of my heroes. You know, people will talk about their problems, you know, and there's people that complain and whine and talk about their problems. And I say the only time we don't have problems is when we're dead. Change your vocabulary. We don't have problems. They're challenges. And actually, I just got introduced to a new terminology, which was we no longer have problems. We no longer have challenges. What we really have is opportunities. Opportunities to grow and develop and become the best that we can possibly be. So, you know, last week I had a lot of opportunities and you know what? I'm the better for it. So it's all mindset. It's really how you choose to perceive what is happening around you. It's not so much what happens to you as to how you choose to respond rather than to react and how you keep yourself in the game. There's a little excerpt out of Your Erroneous Zones by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I absolutely love Dr. Wayne Dyer. I highly recommend that book, Your Erroneous Zones. He talks about taking charge of yourself, and he says, the essence of greatness is the ability to choose personal fulfillment in circumstances where others would choose madness. And that's very much what I like to talk a lot about is, you know, it's not that we don't have problems. It's not that we don't have chaos. It's not that things don't happen to us, but that we choose to be sane. We choose to be grounded. We choose to respond instead of react. We choose to thrive instead of just handle the situation. We thrive in the situation. We look for it to be an opportunity, not a problem.
Barbara, that is awesome. Now, you know, a lot of people talk about affirmations. And what affirmations do you feel are good to use?
You know what? It's really good to write your own. And one of the ones that I like is, I am so happy now that, and then fill in the blank. I am so happy now that infinite riches are freely flowing into my life. I am so happy now that I can never outspend my bank account. I am so happy now that I'm growing more financially prosperous day by day. I am so happy now that I'm getting better and better day by day. I mean, the list could go on. And write your own. Challenge yourself. Write up 100 of these. I am so happy now that. And that's a good way to start because it includes the attitude of gratitude in it. And the attitude of gratitude in terms of mindset is also very, very important. Because if you're not grateful for what you have, the universe is not going to give you more. You've got to be grateful for what it is you have and where you're at. So I challenge each and every one of you here today to take out a pen and paper and write up a list of 100 things that you have to be grateful for, no matter how big or how small they may be. Write down 100 things that you have to be grateful for and watch the universe give you even more than what you've got right now.